Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report for Hour 3. We have John W. Spring here. And John, you have a new paper, and I want you to give the title of the paper because we'll have it posted up on today's show. Tell us about your topic and what's going on, because we have the tax bill. I call this the, you know when they have the kids' stories about the frog prince? The story is, if the Congress and Senate kiss this frog law, it's going to turn to a handsome prince. Not. N-O-T. We have a tax relief that's going to come for the corporations permanently, but temporarily to 2025 for the public. We have the tax write-off of student loans gone away. We have a lot of these taxes in the high-tax states are not going to be written off in California, where it's going to hit us, and in New York. It's going to hit, it helps some of the lower middle class. 90% of the new money is going to go to transnational corporations. And they are going to put more money in the military, which has to happen, because peace is strength. Obama was just the anti-president. He was destroying this country. And people need to realize, if you don't have strength, you can't negotiate peace, can you?
No, you can't. No, you can't. And the title of the latest email that I sent out to you today is basically the lack of defense estimates and intelligence information.
Well, let's delve into this, because we talked about this a few weeks ago with some of our other guests. The first thing is the accurate determination of what defense systems need to be built, whether it's missile defense or battlefield weapons or body armor. It's not coming from the troops in the field or the generals. It's coming from idiot congressmen and senators who want a piece of an aircraft. I saw a picture years ago about one of these fighters, and I actually knew the engineer was developing the engineering for the F-22 Joint Strike Fighter. And he said, this is like a committee building an elephant. That's what he told me. This is friggin' ridiculous. In other countries like Russia and China, where they build the fighter, and they actually made so many extra ones, they gave 67 copies to Iran. Did you know that? The Chinese.
Not surprising.
Yeah, so you have to understand, Pakistan. They gave them to Pakistan. So we have to understand what's going on here now, is China gives 67 fighters to Pakistan. We've got a procurement system that has what I call craniocephalic rectal insertion syndrome. Do you know what that is?
I didn't hear you clearly enough to say
it's called craniocephalic rectal insertion syndrome.
Well, I obviously it has something to do with the mind.
Well, their head is so far up their rear end, they haven't seen daylight in decades.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm not kidding here, because if you want to build a jet that's going to cost $220 million instead of maybe $20 million, you let it procure through the Congress and Senate, and we call it the trough. That's why people like McConnell, he doesn't mind being in opposition as long as he's a piggy in the Senate trough. And the problem is our requisition system for getting defense. Give you an example. If you compare this to how when Donald Trump came and wanted to build the rink in Central Park, and they couldn't build it for 8 years. So they handed it over to Trump, and Trump said, yeah, I can do it. He built it in less than 6 months under budget. People say, wow.
It was amazing.
This is the town of saying, we're going to cut all the BS. We're going to cut all the pork here. You know, this is a, what I call it, this is a halal, you know, manufacturer. We need to make halal weapons. How's that? There's no pork in it. What do you think of that? Halal. You like that? A halal weapons development system where generals like Mattis and people are in the battlefield down there and they're scrumming up with their Marines down there actually in Afghanistan. This tough old bugger saying, I know what my troops need. They need level 3 body armor. They need drones. They need to have tanks that can't be blown up on an IED. They need to have sniffer things to sniff bombs. They need to have trained sniffer dogs. They need to have the kind of weapon systems they can interdict the house. They need non-lethal weapons, too, so they don't kill civilians while they take the bad guys down. They need to kind of have weapons that can bend around a corner, like the Israelis developed, these guns where you can actually bend the front of the gun around the corner with a scope, and you don't have to stick your body out there to get shot, and then fire your weapon around a corner. I mean, the Israelis aren't restricted by these crazy rules of kissing butt to politicians. Why do we do it? It's crazy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I want to clarify. My paper today specifically dealt with the lack of intelligence and defense estimates related to North Korea. And the reason that this is so alarming from my perspective is that within the last week, very high-ranking White House officials claimed that North Korea's Hwasong-15 is not yet able to reach the United States. I don't see how anyone with reasonable intelligence can come to that conclusion. And furthermore...
Repeat that. What did they do again, would you say?
I don't understand how they can reach the conclusion that North Korea is not able to strike the United States at this time. And furthermore...
It's not just whether or not they lack the evidence for it. Why would they say something that violates common sense and decency? Why would they say something that puts us in danger? What's behind this?
And that's what disturbs me, because this is coming from a very high-ranking official from the White House who last night went on TV and stated that in all probability, now that we have these so-called oil sanctions against North Korea, that Pyongyang is unable to launch missiles in the near future anymore.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Completely
yeah.
Unaware that North Korea has had access to the pipeline that extends across Transasia from Kazakhstan, from the Caspian Aero Basin, all the way to China proper, and extends on to North Korea.
So what you're saying is all I need to do is go over, walk 20 miles, and turn on the spigot.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, Dr. Siegel, what's coming out. And with information like that, you become a little concerned as to where they're getting their intelligence from.
I know why. I break down the word here, the word politician. Poly means many. Titian means bloodsuckers. And we have bloodsuckers that lie to us. They think this is what's called the IQ gap of the public. The media and the politicians think there's at least a 15 to 30 point drop in IQ when you talk to the dumb public. It's the exact opposite. The average public is 15 to 30 points higher than the media or the politicians. They just think we are braying sheep. They don't realize a lot of us have sheep coats on, but we're actually wolves with titanium teeth. And we're really ticked off by what's going on. That's why when we see this missile defense, I'm sending, for example, to President Trump by January, my complete missile defense system called the laser net interferometry, and I'll give the steps of it. Number one, it uses small micro rockets that are only plasma rockets, so there's no fuel thing on it, and they're fired by Gerald Bull's super cannon. These were probably around 150 to 300 pounds, they're small. And they carry what's called missilettes. They're like balls, and they explode, and they create a missile net that covers square miles, like 2 or 3 square miles, and they're ballistic, so they'll wrap around a missile or wrap around the warhead, and then they blow it to bits with Kevlar spider silk in what's called contact explosives. And if they track up to the missile, you don't have to have a guidance system that can be scrambled, because remember, these new missile defense systems like the Russians and Chinese try to scramble the guidance systems on the missile as it's coming in toward the missile. Don't do that. Do it from the ground using lasers. And when you do that, you can identify where their primary missile is, and you just have to be in the general area, and then you count for with hundreds of these little balls coming out of each little missilette, hundreds of these what's called the laser net interferometry ballistic nets. I call it the ballistic net system. It's not a missile to hit a missile. It's a net covering square miles to hit a missile or the warheads. And this is very simple. Very easy to do. You can put one on either coast or two on either coast. You can fire off from one area like Japan to cover an entire territory. Because in near space, if you fired from one or two sites in Japan, you can cover North, South Korea, Vietnam, etc. And nobody can fire a missile hitting anybody else because it has to go to near space first and then re-enter. So, guess what? When they make the other side completely impotent on missile attacks on us, then we're going to be way ahead of the game, aren't we? Let's talk about the intel. Your big thing, basically, is what I found out. Intel agents don't talk to each other. They give what we call crap intel that tries to tell the public, hey, don't worry. You know that song, Bobby McFerrin? Don't worry. If you worry, your trouble will be doubled. Remember that song? Bobby McFerrin song?
Yeah.
Well, hey, don't worry. They cut off the oil. You're not going to get nuked in your sleep there, Americans. Go to sleep. Santa's coming. Put out the cookies and milk. Got the presents under the tree, Santa's not going to come, and then Mr. Kim Jong-un's not going to wreck Christmas. No! My main elf Trump, is taking care of you. He's making you get more tax relief, by the way, most of it for the corporations. He's going to put you in bed, pull up the covers. Don't worry, Kim can't get you. Trump scares them bad. They cut off 90% of their fuel, although they can walk over to the spigot and turn the damn thing on, and they're still getting microchips. Titanium alloys and everything else too. So Kim can there, you know, make this. They should have a Kim bot, right? They can make these advanced weapons. Because remember, the analogy I gave, think of Kim Jong Un as just a 260-pound mutant Rottweiler with titanium teeth, and the drug lord with a wife beater shirt on, a tattoos all up, and is Xi. And he's not just regular; he's an obese Xi with a hair sticking out of his chest. And he's got his big chain on this dog, and a woman's walking along the street, and she's saying, "Hi, Mr. Xi." And he says, "Ah, ha, ha." He laughs. He lets the dog get just enough chain. So the dog goes, "Argh." It almost takes a great big chunk out of her leg. That's North Korea. Mr. Kim Jong-un cannot wipe his technical, as you remember if you saw the interview, he said, "Oh, don't worry." And this is about the interview, right? He doesn't go to the bathroom. He actually destroys all of his fuel inside him in a nuclear reactor in his stomach. Do you remember that in the interview? So he can't wipe his butt unless he text messages Xi in China. So China is planning this thing. Yeah, we want to buy your theaters and sell you popcorn. We want to nuke your ass, too.
Yeah, well, China's very much involved in this whole situation.
Right.
Because, as I alluded to in my second concern, is that yesterday, last night, a high-ranking official at the White House stated basically that we're going to cut off North Korea's oil and gas. And
this is all BS. All it's going to do is it's going to hurt normal people. And they've already told us that they have 250,000-plus of their own citizens in these prison camps around Pyongyang. And if we try to attack them, the first thing they're going to do is not shoot back at us, is to kill their own citizens. What needs to happen, we need a gamma ray weapon or the God rods from God. And these are two weapons that are classified, so I'm telling you classified stuff. So take notes now. If you're going to say, hey, Deagle's saying something, listen up, boys. The rods from God are meter or longer, meter and long, depleted uranium rods in a linear accelerator gun in space. And they come down to Earth at 25 to 30,000 miles per hour. You're not going to hear a sound barrier. You're not going to hear they're going to break the sound barrier. You're not going to hear them. When they hit the ground, A depleted uranium rod is the same as a nuclear warhead. Kaboom. Number two, we have a thing called Grazer, which is where you have these chambers that blow up sequential gamma ray nuclear weapons that are tuned to give mostly gamma rays. When they collimate the gamma beam, we can scan the ground or city from space and kill everyone in it without peeling the paint from the walls or disturbing the flower pot in the front windowsill.
Yeah.
The guy who told me that was a four-star general, July 10th, 1994. So you got to understand, if we want to kick butt, America, we had a bunch of what we call weak-willed or lackluster or just plain globalist presidents that were getting ready for National Surrender Day, the day before I call it Inauguration Day, where we just surrender to America to world government. Trump's not going to do it. That's why. It's not because he's a tweet maniac. And 90% of his tweets are stupid. They shouldn't be tweeting against guys that didn't give his kid a ride home on the Air Force One. That's ridiculous. Or somebody criticizes him like this cowboy hat wearing congresswoman that wants to criticize him. She looks like she's from some kind of comic book. He should stop doing that. What he needs to do is tweet about all the things he's done. For example, if Obama had defeated ISIS, they'd have parades in the street for a month. They're just starting to celebrate. Why not? You killed these guys. You kind of wiped them out. Now if they use three things I call metadata, money, and drugs, and they cut off all the bank accounts. If they cut off all the bank accounts of all the people selling crap to North Korea, that would help a lot. But what they need to do is kill them in the sleep. Stop talking. Start killing. No more talking, no more advance notice. Like Obama said, hey, by the way, we're coming tomorrow morning at 8:15 a.m., and if we're late, we're going to kill you at 8:30. Duh. That's how stupid Obama was and Hillary Clinton. Trump, I had an interesting discussion with a taxi driver in Las Vegas last week. He said, well, I don't think Trump is very scary because he talks too much. He took care of the guys in the mob, and the ones that don't talk are really dangerous. I said, you really underestimate Trump, don't you? Do you really think that Kim Jong-un or China or anybody's going to get away with crap with Trump? You're delusional, my friend. I'm going to tell you right now, Trump is twitchy, and he wears level 3 body armor, has his own private security force, and they've tried to kill his butt so many times. Last October, he had a guy that was literally registered as dead, DEAD, no longer in the world of the living, for 5 years in the FBI, and he got him caught over in Trump Tower with no serial numbers. Not with file off, they weren't ever there on a Glock trying to kill Trump in Trump Tower. So you need to understand, Trump is a tough son of a bitch. And in fact, I'll tell you, if he was a mafia don, all the other mafia dons would be making deals so he doesn't kill him. So if Kim Jong-un and Xi or anybody else, including Mr. Putin, doesn't take him seriously, he's going to kick some butt. And he's not going to do regime change. He's not going to try to change Muslim countries. But he's going to tell them, notice, if your people try to kill us, we're going to kill you in your sleep. And we're not coming to tell you, send you a postcard or a text message before we kill you. It's just going to happen.
Now, you and I are fairly smart. But I will acknowledge that Trump is the most intelligent president, at least during my lifetime, which goes back to FDR, by the way. And, I'm 39 twice, 78 years
old. Yeah, but he's two things. He's not just smart. He actually, now you got to remember this, he's a high-level white hat mason, but this guy is the best patriot president we've ever had right back from Washington, okay? Yeah, I don't understand here. Trump, I call him Trump Pinocchio. I want him to become a Christian, too, so he has a testimony. But whatever he's doing right now, he is the strongest patriot, border strength, economy, getting ready, having reciprocal trade, doing everything. He's a force to be reckoned with. And if they could get rid of America as a nation state and destroy us, which Obama and George Bush Jr. and Bill Clinton and George Bush Sr. were doing, these are the hillbillies would go to Bohemian Grove. You got to understand here, what's really going on is Trump is wrecking everything.
Yes. Now, he gave a very fine speech yesterday.
Right, didn't he?
But none of the major three networks bothered to discuss it or carry it at all. I had to go to foreign news services.
A second, I think you gave me an idea there, because I'm always inspired by things you say. It's not a network, it's a nutwork.
You've got that.
Change the vowel. These are nuts. These are people, and they'd stare at you and shake their head. Don't you believe that Roy Moore's a pedophile? I'm thinking, no, Korfman was being babysat for 2 hours because her father was taking her to Tennessee. She was nowhere near the man. Or this one, Nelson. She added stuff, too, because she was hated his guts for being involved with her divorce 18 years ago. Okay? So, yeah, you got to understand, if we want to have intelligence, the first thing is you have to ask good questions. Yeah, you can have all the intellect in the world, but Donald Trump doesn't confuse his intellect. That's why he's goal-directed. He wants to put in a rink in Central Park, it happens. He wants to get rid of ISIS, and not a generational thing, he does in less than a year. Next agenda. Okay, you and I, and other people are wise, like Lowell Montponte, need to be the Samuel collectively for this guy Trump. He's got 38 high-level Jesuit-trained people in his cabinet around him that got the Pope on speed dial and text message. So Trump screwed up big time on Roy Moore. The first thing, number one, he shouldn't have backed Luther Strange. This guy is a perfect name. Number one, he's too big to be a real person. I'm just being funny. But number two, we know he's a swamp monster because he's a lobbyist for 20 years. And that's why even the local people in Alabama, Alabama people are pretty real. They're smart. They're not stupid. So they know that Luther, and he had a perfect last name, Strange, because you're kind of strange if you're stupid enough to vote for him. But McConnell and Ryan and everybody else, they said, now, Trump, you got to back our boy because, you know, you got to ask for my wife to be in your cabinet, which she is. That's the one Chow. And, by the way, I'm going to work on your agenda, Trump, you know. Even though I screwed up in health care and I couldn't get all the cats, I call the Republic cats. You like that? Instead, you know, if you want to move the cats into one direction, you have to put a big dog in the backyard. Well, obviously, McConnell's not the big dog. But he lied to Trump and told him all this crap. Now, I heard there were three provisions that the Democrats brought up in this bill. So they violate Senate rules, some Senate rules. So they have to re-vote on Wednesday. That's tomorrow on the bill after they further modify it. But you have to understand here what's going on is Roy Moore, number one, they immediately Trump should have campaigned for him, and they should have had some commission to make sure there wasn't voter fraud because, you know, the Democrats are rabidly determined. If they can turn the tide and win Doug Jones in there, they're going to tell them, hey, it's the end of Trump. We're going to take it in 2018, which, remember, historically, every president in the first term loses a ton of votes. Now, if they get enough Congress people in the Congress, they're Democrat, let's say a two-third majority, they're going to impeach his ass. It doesn't matter how much he's given. It doesn't matter if he's the Santa Claus Trump that gives you a lot of money in your pockets, you can buy more Christmas presents next year. Hell with that. If they're Democrats, they're in opposition, they're going to do everything to make sure America doesn't have missile defense, doesn't have a closed border, doesn't send people home when they overstay their visa, doesn't manage their infrastructure so we don't have proper train rails or standards. That's why that train should have never been allowed to go to 80 miles an hour up in Washington State. Why the hell is it going 50 miles over the limit? It's a brand new train, just got christened last week. So whoever the engineer was and whoever managed that was an idiot. Okay? Now, that's all tied to infrastructure. Why don't we have high-speed rail? California is paralyzed in traffic. I live here. It's nuts. You don't count time in terms of how far things are apart, unless you have a helicopter and a helipad in your house. You count in terms of how many friggin' hours I'm going to sit on the 15 or the I-5. It's ridiculous.
Yes,
so, Trump, my advice for him for Trump is, number one, yes, you screwed up on Roy. You came at the last minute and then did a robocall. What you should have done, and what you should do now, you should sit in a commission to make sure the voter fraud is taken care of. And even if your boy, Roy Moore, doesn't get in, he needs to run with him again in 2 years' time to make sure he does get in and get rid of this idiot Jones. My guess is if they do the voter review, which should happen, both in Alabama and federally, Roy Moore is going to get in. It's that close. Especially the other 21,000 votes from veterans and other people that will be most likely conservative and therefore bring them up within 0.5% or more, so it's going to cause a forced recount. The second thing is that it teaches a lesson to Trump. If you don't campaign for these people, you're going to be screwed and tattooed. And I guarantee you next year, if Trump doesn't do what I say right now, he is friggin' finished. They will impeach him, and it won't succeed, but they'll put the country through convulsions.
Right.
Because the Senate is likely not to lose enough seats because there's 8 or 10 senatorial seats up. We're Trump on a 20-plus percent majority, and it's likely we could lose the Congress. We won't lose the Senate, which means we'll put the country through convulsions. Trump will survive, but he'll be a lame duck president. For the last 2 years of his presidency, he can get nothing done. Because these opposition guys say, I don't care if it's good for the country. I don't care if it's even good for me and my wife. Screw you. It's Trump. Anything Trump does is like he's got the anti-Midas touch. You touch it and it turns to, you know, horse manure. That's their attitude of the Democrats. If they put it forth with Nancy Pelosi, she's got a good name. Her brain is Pelosi. It's like she's so loose with thought, like you got to pass the bill to know what's in it with health care. If she put together this tax bill and it had identical terms, oh, Nancy, you're so brilliant. Even if it's stunk like hell, and this bill, by the way, does have a bad smell about it, doesn't it? Temporary decreases in personal taxes, but permanent for corporations. 90% of the money is going to big transnational corps. This is BS.
Well, we definitely need to support Trump, and Trump made the face.
Trump needs to support Trump. Trump is basically, to be honest with you, although he's intelligent, he needs independent advisors. I don't want a financial thing. I don't even want to have my name. Oh, Diggle, you're so freaking smart. You helped the president. Listen, buddy, first thing I'm going to tell you is stop drinking high-octane aspartame-laced diketopiperazine formaldehyde methyl alcohol-laced Diet Coke. Some bitch, smarten up. You're frying your little presidential brain. And if you start having a little twitch because you're going to get Parkinson's disease or early dementia, believe me, you're at the age of, if you're taking all these anti-aging things because he's going to one of my colleagues, smarten up, buddy, switch to Zevia or get SodaStream. Zevia won't fry your brain, SodaStream won't fry your brain, but Diet Coke, bye-bye presidential brain.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, and listen, buddy, I don't care if you're the president not of America, but the friggin' universe. You're still an idiot if you drink Diet Coke. And if you think Dr. Deagle doesn't know, I'm writing more articles for Benny Martini. I've been doing this for like 25 years plus. I am the president world expert on it.
Yes, I tell all of my physicians who drink Diet Coke to stop. And some of
listen, you can ask all your diet. You can ask all your physicians to ask me a question. Every, not just some specialty. I'm a medical legal expert in every specialty: radiology, surgery, obstetrics, gynecology, geriatrics. You ask me a question. The thing is, people are so damn gutless. No, someone like Deagle doesn't exist. And then I tell them, I said, it's not just because I'm smart. I've got God on speed dial. I know 8 to 10% of the answers, 12% sometimes at a stretch. God gives me the rest. He even tells me what we're to do in search engines, or he'll give me an image and vision that is actually backed up by public domain information, classified information, or just common sense and spiritual intuition. But you got to understand, we're at the time of the end. The human race is staring down the barrel of a great big friggin' shotgun right aimed at our eyeballs. We're really in serious trouble, and thank God we got Trump. As many warts as has gone this idiot, who happens to be a smart idiot, and he's got guts. This guy's got more guts than Rambo, doesn't
yes,
he?
I hope we can keep him for another 4 years.
Well, I can tell you, I'm very, very worried about it. I've got this intuition that between now and the spring, with the stress on this man, especially after the stress lasts off with the tax thing getting passed, he's in danger of some health issues. He's in danger of assassination, because the other side, the dark side, they'll say, yeah, I'm going to do what I call a little play on words here. With the, like the screw tape letters with C.S. Lewis. Master, we're working with rhinos and the demon rats, and they're so upset with Donald. He's tweeting against everyone, and he's not going along with the program at all. He's going to bust up our plan to get rid of nation states and put the mark on everyone. I don't get it. I thought he was a high-level mason, and he knows your name, Javelin. Doesn't he agree that the satanic agenda means he has to crush everyone, including his own people? What's wrong with this man? You might think he's even an American patriot. Someday he might even, oh, God knows, he might become a Christian. Even Dobson says he's a baby Christian, but he's growing up fast.
Yeah.
What do we do, Lord? Satan, what do we do? How do we, well, if you can't impeach him, if you can't paralyze him through the media, just terminate. If you don't think that's going to happen, you're an idiot. And Trump is smart enough to know he's going to have his level 3 body armor on and his special forces guys around him, his special side private security, and the Secret Service, because they don't just hate his guts. They hate the air he breathes. For all his warts.
Yeah. By the way,
Trump is ours. He's our boy, and we're going to pray for his carcass. I pray every day, waking day, for that man, that he comes around and listens up and stops drinking coke. It's before Christmas. We want to make sure that you're not having stressmas. And if you have stressmas, first off, get down on your hands and knees and maybe on your face and pray that God takes away the evil. Because I've heard worldwide the amount of exorcism, demonic activities everywhere. Everything is shaken up and agitated, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why whenever I talk to people, I said, did you have a stressful Christmas so far? And they say, oh, yeah, man, this happened, that happened. I just went through a stressless event, and hopefully that's starting to wane now. But you have to understand here, we're not going to get over this. And here's my predictions for next year, and I want you to respond to it, John, because you're very intelligent. You're one of my, what I call, wise men.
I predict
the following. Number one, we're going to have a nuclear war with North Korea. It's going to be really freaking ugly, and there's going to be a death count that's going to scare the hell out of people. We're going to have a trade war with China, with at least a 25% trade. We're going to have an economic chaos, but we will come out of it because we're America. Now, if we get a hiccup, some other nations are going to have a cardiac arrest. So you're going to see a lot of people panicking, and a lot of people trying to get across the border, which we haven't built a border wall up yet, which we should. And it should be three things in the border wall. People, which we don't have enough of, cybernetics, and physical wall. And the physical wall only needs to be in certain sections. There's places in the mountains where you can only put a drone. There's places along the Rio Grande you can't put a wall up. You have to let the cattle go down and drink water. So what we need is we need a rational policy where all the agencies talk to each other. There's no more pork barreling. I say we need to have halal-free acquisition of military hardware like Dr. Mass wants for the troops. It's free of pork barreling. The next thing I think we're going to have is major earthquakes. Mount Vesuvius is going to blow off Italy. And we're going to have a major quake in Northern California. And the fires in California are not going to abate. They're going to get a hell of a lot worse. We, last week, got evacuated almost. Literally, people blocks from us to the west were evacuated. We were like minutes away from the wind shifting. So we could see the entire horizon, about 3 miles away, on fire at the top of the ridge. It was crazy.
Yeah, we went through. Go ahead.
Let me explain. What happens is we're not doing what's called clearing up what's called the chaparral cycle. And the chaparral builds up and for millions of years would burn. It's recycling all the seeds pop and then they produce nice little flowers after the fire burns everything to hell. They're not doing that. They're not developing novel systems to seed the clouds to bring the rain down. I see clouds flowing over us. Why don't they seed them, damn it? I flew with my uncles 45 years ago and we could go up and throw potassium iodide and bring down some rain. Big deal. We've known how to do it since the 1920s. Why don't we do it? Hell, I don't understand it. Then we have novel systems like my patent that I'm going to put out called a positron plasma beam technology. You can simply take this thing in the back of a truck or mount it on your shoulder and aim it at the sky and start cutting the sky up and making the rain start to fall. That's it. Okay?
That's wonderful.
Yeah. You need to understand here, they don't want solutions just like we don't. We had the presentation. I talked to a four-star general. Sitting at the table with Mikhail Gorbachev on one side and Ronnie Reagan on the other, and this four-star general, they're talking about Star Wars. And, of course, Lyndon LaRouche has been pushing for collaboration and sharing with other countries because everybody that's our friend and ally and potential enemy has full missile defense. It means missiles are now impotent and can't hurt you. So it's impossible. It's like going into mixed martial arts and you put boxing gloves on them so big, nobody can be hurt. I'm talking about mega boxing gloves that make it look like it's a joke. You got these little bitty boxing gloves. Somebody's going to get a broken nose or teeth down their throat. So when you make missile defense completely impervious, so you can't have some sawed-off nation like, I, Kim Jong-un, I nuke you, have nice rotten day. I send WannaCry cyber attack, $40 billion. You die in London, you die America, you die Canada, have bad day. Thank you. I mean, people don't get it. The world is getting so friggin' dangerous, and they don't see the end coming. When we got Bitcoin going from 7 cents 7 years ago to $18,000, and all they need to do with the IRS and the European Commission is to insist on biometrics, and you got the friggin' mark of the beast, and people still want to argue with me. Now, 18 years ago, when I traveled with the Prophecy Club to 42 cities in Israel, they think it was called, I wrote a 10-day power tape called A Day with Dr. Bill. I am a power hose of knowledge. I'm a scary friggin' dude. There's nobody like me on the earth. Period. And it's not because I want to be this way. It's a pain in the ass to be smarter than everybody else to talk to. It's a pain in the ass to actually have the guts to say it. It's a pain in the ass to actually be fearless so I'm not afraid to die, which scares the hell out of the bad guys because they say, some bitch, this guy doesn't care about dying. He knows he's got weapons to kill us. Periodically, I get death threats. You know what I do? I get on there. I said, I'm a techie. I got techie friends. We got your IP address. Local authorities are coming to get you. It was real bad 3 years ago. Happened again a few months ago. And I said, guess what? I'm like Predator on that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm like the alien Predator. I know you're coming, and I'm a crack shot, and I can curl a wire at 40 yards. I'll blow your head off with a high-velocity weapon that goes through body armor and incendiary weapons. It'll blow you to little bits before I say freaking hello. And guess what? All the death threats stopped. They realize, holy crap, Deagle's not Mr. Nice Doctor. He's a crazy-ass SOB, and he's going to kill my ass. Yes, I am. Or if I don't get you that way, I'll get you legally. You want to get in court with me? I'm a medical legal expert in every specialty. I've been in federal court, state court, military court. I'm a scary SOB if you get me in the box because I've got a photographic memory. So if I tag and chart a 12, 14, or 24-inch chart and I got it in my head, you better be fast on your feet because I'm going to rip a new anal exit point for your IDs out of your stupid head. Okay, so... You know, and they want to do voir dires and Dr. Deagle, and they want to accuse me of, well, you think you're a prophet. Yeah, I am. I have a few 3x5 cards of stuff I know, and if you don't listen to me, before you get to see the Most High God, he's going to say, did you hear Deagle in his program? Did he warn you about this stuff? Well, yeah, I heard him a couple times. Did you take any effort to actually do it? Well, not really. Well, you can come in, but believe me, you got to remember, the reason why you suffered and you lost some of your family members and went to hell... Because you didn't listen.
Regarding the thermonuclear war...
That's pretty ugly, isn't it? Yeah, the reason why you might get in, but the reason why some of your relatives, maybe your wife or husband, didn't make it, because you didn't freaking listen. That's serious, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You know, I tell people, when you get to heaven, God says, you know, where's your group ticket? What do you mean, my group ticket? You only get in here if you got 1,000 people with you. You think you're getting in free without bringing in bodies? You got to be out of your mind. What's wrong with you, boy? Or girl. It's a group ticket. If you don't take somebody with you, you don't get to heaven. How's that?
Well, basically, we're going to try to do everything we can to prevent a thermonuclear war, but it is on the horizon right now.
I'm going to tell you a fact. Unless those days were shortened, this is Mark 5, no flesh would survive. I see coming... Weather, scalar, biological, chemical, and nuclear war, and cyber war against our power grid. I have classified information from Australia, Canada, and the United States directly from intelligence firsthand, face to face, as they say in the military, a hairy eyeball to hairy eyeball. And if we just get the power out from some idiot hacking into our power grid, or an EMP weapon, or just going along with shotguns and blowing out the step down transformers, which they can just drive along a truck, go ping, ping, and take them out. 90% of the U.S. population should be dead in 6 months by cannibalism, violence, and starvation. Or just plain bad food and water where they have diarrhea and just die of dehydration. And if I was going to make a movie, I call it The Fourth Day. The fourth day, they stop, they cut down the water, because otherwise the sewage backs up in your sink and your tub.
That came very close to happening back in 1962, if the Cuban Missile Crisis had not revealed...
But do you think these morons have fixed it so they have backup power for the sewage treatment plants? Are you kidding me? And by the way, the same stupid idea goes on in Australia, New Zealand, Western powers. Every Western or European nation does not have backup power for sewage treatment. Talk about stupid on steroids.
Absolutely.
And I worked with the FBI and CDC. I raised all these things. They were like you, very entertained, thought, this guy's nuts. He's one of us, isn't he? So I'm sitting down in March 2001, before 9/11, and I'm carrying on a conversation with the National FBI and CDC director with the director of infectious disease, because I was a point man at Reserve Admiral John Hughes on Operation Top Off and Dark Winter. And after we played games for an hour and a half, they were kind of freaked out, like, are you really one of us? And the other guy looked at him like, I don't know now. He asked a lot of questions. That means he really knows we're actually setting America up to fail. We're being set up, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And I still wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
I want to wish them a Merry Christmas that the Krampus doesn't get them. May it not be Stressmas. May it be a Merry Christmas. May the Krampus not get you and haul you into Hades. So people need to know, reality bites. But if you know the truth, then the truth can set you free. If you believe it, ask better questions, check it out, and then for God's sake, take action. Contact your senator, congressman, and the president. Don't drink diet soda. Do send in the team with Roy Moore for voter fraud. Do campaign for all the other people. And do build a better border protection and immigration.
Are you happy watching?
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.